This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lakenview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly. Executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
scores, Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through eight, a dazzling four-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling four-hit shutout through eight, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the seventh inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one. To Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
What a beautiful day for high school baseball here at Canal Park in Akron. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Rushi Raiders are here. Minster Wildcats are here. Blue and gold to our left behind third base. Rushi, the home team. Orange and black to our right behind first base. Minster, the away team. Bryant, when I saw the brackets for Division 7 baseball come out last December and January, I read that the Northwest Regional winner would play the Southwest Regional winner, and it didn't take me long to scratch my head and say, that could be a Minster-Rushi matchup. And here we are several months later, the long-awaited game between Minster and Rushi, 10.67 miles apart in Western Ohio.
And they had to drive a long way to play each other today. But they're no strangers to that, as the teams met in the 2017 Division IV state final. So nice to see them both back at the state level. And this should be a really fun one between both of these squads. Some bumps for Rushi along the road, but back for a fourth straight year. Minster back the first time since 2019.
We'll hear from both coaches in just a few minutes. 31-year head coach Mike Wiss at Minster, 11-year head man Kevin Flippo at Rushi. Both will highlight pitching as being the keys for success and the tournament run for the Raiders and the Wildcats. As Bryant just noted, fourth straight trip to the Final Four for the Rushi Raiders. The two communities so close together. People in the stands know each other. People on the first base side walking to the third base side saying hello, vice versa, third to first. Great atmosphere. hazy conditions, puffy cumulus clouds overhead, very light breeze, and no chance of rain. We're good today, I think, until late tomorrow. Then it might get inclement. We'll have to wait and see. Minster, the champ of the Northwest region. Rushi, the Southwest region. Minster, 24-6. Rushi, 19-11. Minster's won 8 straight. Rushi, 6. The two programs played the opening week of the baseball season at Rushi. We covered that here on scoresbroadcast.com. Neither club pitched the ace. Braylon Cordonier was not available. Minster won that game by a final score of 6-3. Neither school won its conference. Minster was third in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Coldwater, which is in the Final Four in Division 5 tomorrow, won the MAC. Rushi was third in the SCAL. As you would expect, Braylon Cordonier against Lewis Magoteau. It should be quite the pitching duel. People this week, Brian, asked me, what were my thoughts about the game today between Minster and Rushi? And I said, how about 63 minutes and 30 seconds for a finish?
You may not be far off on that.
It could be a tight one, a pitcher's duel, a mistake here or there. Could very well decide it 2-1, 1-0. It's that kind of a setup here today, Minster and Rushi. The winner will take on Newark Catholic on Saturday at 10 a.m., weather permitting. Newark Catholic came from behind and, in a mild upset, defeat Tiffin Calvert by a score of 6-4. Both teams left on 10. Oh, that bugaboo, Tiffin Calvert, 4 errors, 4 miscues, but Calvert leading to several unearned runs for Newark Catholic. Tiffin Calvert jumped on top 2-0. Newark Catholic rallied to win it. I think it's NC's 18th or 19th state Final Four appearance in high school baseball, spanning 3 divisions, Division 3, 4, and 7. We'll hear from both head coaches when we return. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Canal Park in Akron. Quite a spectacle. Great matchup, Raiders and Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese
Casey Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
And welcome back to Canal Park here in Akron. Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The radio on your phone for high school sports. So many thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, SecureCom in Minster, Burke Petroleum in Minster, Precision Strip in Minster. Gratitude to these longtime sponsors in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And in Fort Loramie, these three sponsors have been with us for 18 years now. Thanks to Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, all in Fort Loramie. So much gratitude to you folks. And LaCal Equipment, a Scores founding partner. We would not be here today without the support at the very start from LaCal Equipment back in 2006 and 7. LaCal, still a continuing sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Barker Insurance. Outstanding value, great reputation, Barker Insurance, south of Anna, north of Sydney, Route 25A, with us for 18 years as well. Kevin Flippo, head coach, Rushi Raiders, year 11. He's led Rushi to 8 straight district titles, 9 of the last 10. His teams have won 4 consecutive regionals and are in the state tournament for the 4th year in a row. From 2021 through 2024, Rushi Baseball won 104 games. He said the key this year was, hey, our pitching finally got healthy.
We didn't know if we'd have the arms back that we'd expect with Braylon and Maddox. So we didn't know how we were going to get here, or if we would, actually. But we hung through it. I mean, it was definitely a struggle. We didn't play well at times, but we just kept moving along one day at a time. These guys did their jobs. Maddox worked hard to get healthy. And once they got back on the mound, these last 2 weeks of the season, the bats started to come back right there with them. And, you know, with Braylon and Maddox on the mound and the way we've been hitting on this tournament run, it's been quite an end here so far.
And it's not just 1-3 or 1-4 who are hitting the ball better. You've gotten hits all the way right down through the end of the lineup, including freshmen.
Yeah. This tournament run, the bottom of the order has been more successful than what they have. And that, I've always said, once the bottom can do some things, get on base, turn that lineup over, it's more... the big innings more a possibility. And then this tournament run, we've had several 3-4-5 run innings. And so, yeah, Benjamin York, Parker Lloyd, Quinn Hoying, 7-8-9 mostly, those guys have looked good, had productive bats, and you know, it's kind of a keep our help get our offense rolling.
Like the way you filled the end of the schedule with some add-on games, Northmont, Graham, good competition in advance of tournament play.
Yeah, we did. And a couple of those games, that was I felt where it was coming together. We lost 2-1 to Anna, 2-1 to Northmont, and then Oakwood was an 8-7 bowl game, and that was right there. If we could combine all those, the pitching performances with the offense, you know, I thought we were right there ready to make a run here, and obviously so far we have.
Talk about the defense. I think, too, it's made some strides, favorable ones. Looks like it's playing the best it has all year long.
Yeah, I mean, we've been consistent these last four or five games in all aspects, so that's what you need to do to carry through the make a long tournament run. And we've moved guys around. Zeb Borchers at shortstops made some really nice play when Braves on the mound, and we're getting great play behind the plate by Cooper Unverfirth, and we got a bunch of guys who can run balls down in the outfield, so we're pretty solid. I mean, we get the pitching performances, we've, you know, racking up strikeouts. It's you know, there's not a lot of plays to be made back there. Sometimes you fall asleep, we've been on top of it so far.
And one final question: this point in the season, are you working more on things that you as a club need to polish? How much attention do you give to the opposition come state tournament time?
Not a whole lot. We just focus on what we do well. I mean, there's a few things we know, we just kind of focus on what kind of pitcher are we going to face. You know, is it more velocity or more off speed, that type? That's the main thing that we'll talk about in practice and try to make an adjustment to that. Other than that, it's just kind of being prepared for any situation. Situational baseball, like the way we play. It's like, what would we do in this situation? So that's what we kind of expect the other team to do as well. If they don't, you know, we'll just react accordingly.
Kevin Flippo, head coach, Rushi Raiders. Mike West has logged 31 years as the head baseball coach at Minster. He is a member of the State Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame. He's coached Minster to 550 victories on the baseball diamond. And like Coach Flippo of Rushi, he cited pitching as the big advantage for the Wildcats, including Lewis Magoteau, James Niemeyer, and the core of others.
Between Lewis and James, Andrew Wiss, Andrew Kettner, Caleb Kaus, those five guys have logged the bulk of our innings. And our ERA is sub-2, really happy with as a staff. Defensively, we're okay. There was two different spots in our season where we had some, I guess, not so good defensive games, that was like for three or four games in a row. A lot of that was infield work. Some of that had to do with the weather. Some of it, you know, not so nice field conditions, etc. But everybody dealt with it. Batting wise, we're at 316 right now, which, you know, in the course of a season, one thing that I've always said, I want my ERA under 3 as a team, and I want my batting average over 310. We've accomplished both of those, and I think we're going to accomplish both of those regardless of the outcome on Thursday. But you also have 8 seniors. And, you know, the past year's Katie Horseman, who was cross-country and track coach here for many years, made a comment that I will never forget. She said, "You're only as good as your seniors." And we have 8 of them. We have 5 of them that are three-year letter winners. A junior class that has really helped in making that group better than what they are. And, 24 wins in a baseball season is pretty darn good.
Hey, take a moment, highlight those seniors, those key performers for Minster baseball.
Well, Lewis Magoteau is the first one. Lewis is one of our starting pitchers. His ERA is .45. He also serves as second baseman, one of our leading hitters. Ian Holman at first base, bats over .340. Big, strong kid, plays the first base position, probably like many of us see in college baseball right now, the bigger, thicker kid. James Niemeyer at third base. We started him out at shortstop earlier in the year. We moved him back to third where he was comfortable from last year. Arm issues a little bit, starting to get better and better as the season has gone, and obviously maybe as the weather's warmed up. He's our 4-hole hitter. Dylan Heitkamp behind the plate as a senior. Catcher, .360, leadoff man, leads us in stolen bases. 3 years behind the plate, he kind of controls the infield. He controls the pitching staff. He and I have a good relationship calling pitches back and forth. Connor Schmiesing, Rylan Edwards, Caleb Kaus in the outfield. You got 3 seniors out there that are talking. They best friends. They get along well. The communication in the outfield is important. And, you know, Logan Murphy comes off the bench. Just a really nice group of seniors that have been helped by the juniors. And, I like where we're at.
Tournament play here lately, last 3 games, vibes are really good. Clutch performances, crucial plays down the stretch, a 3-0 victory, 2-1 run wins. Highlight your last 3 contests, all victorious, each of them tight.
Yeah, the district final against Delta St. John and Cam Elwer was a tough one. That was a walk-off in the bottom of the 7th. Cam's an outstanding athlete, good pitcher, we all know that. And we knew it was going to be hard, and Lewis matched him, throwing 88 pitches in 7 innings. We played New Regal in the regional semi, and after 4 innings, we're down 5-3. And we weren't pitching very well that day. We had too many walks. Not that New Regal was hitting the ball around the yard, but we gave them what they got. And young man at third base, James Niemeyer, who has not thrown a bunch this year, but people rely on him as one of our leaders. Coach Wiss, give me the ball. And I gave him the ball. We made a couple adjustments in the infield because of it. And once he took the field, you could see the mojo change a little bit. The momentum switched a little bit. And when he left, we were up 9-6 with 2 outs in the 7th inning. And we brought Lewis in to close it. And then the final up there, the regional final at Bowling Green, was run very well by the Bowling Green people. Lots of compliments there for them. But Lewis threw a no-hitter. 82 pitches, 59 strikes, and that was maybe one of the most fun games I've had as a head coach in just calling pitches, knowing that what I call is going to be a strike. But Lewis threw really well. We played small ball. You know, we had 2 sacrifice bunts, a sacrifice fly, 2 out singles, and that's how we scored our 3.
Mike Wiss, head coach, Mr. Wildcats, highlighting the red-hot pitching performance in the regional championship of ace Lewis Magoteau, ERA of .45. And Magoteau, the best hitter on the Minster team as well, .374 batting average. And Braylon Cordonier fanned 13, allowed 2 singles in the regional semifinal win by Rushi over highly ranked Sycamore Mohawk. That final score was 9-0. Cordonier hit .452 on the season at the plate. He posted a .71 ERA pitching, the name of the game here today. That is for certain. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams here today, the key building components, pitch extremely well. Get a runner on if you can. Move him over, get him in. Who knows, 1-0, 2-1 may very well be the final tally of this game here today. Those are the key building components for the Wildcats and Raiders. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Minster Rushi starting lineups are next here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We
welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Here are your starting lineups for today's state semifinal, Division 7, between Minster and Rushi. The winner will take on Newark Catholic for the state title in Division 7 on Saturday at 10 a.m. We are on the air at 9:25 on Saturday morning. For Minster, leading off, catcher, senior, Dylan Eichkamp. Batting second, junior, second baseman, Reese Bear. Hitting third, the pitcher, senior, Lewis Magato. In the cleanup spot, third baseman, a senior, James Niemeyer. Fifth, first baseman, senior, Ian Homan. Batting sixth, the left fielder, a senior, Rylan Edwards. Seventh, the DH, junior, Jace Himmelgard. Then Caleb Kaus. Eighth, senior right fielder. Ninth, senior center fielder, Connor Schmiesing. The shortstop is junior Andrew Wiss. He is being hit for by Himmelgarn, as we noted. For Rushi, leading off, Braylon Cordon, your pitcher, a senior. Batting second, Vince Borchers, center fielder, also a senior. Zeb Schultze, third baseman, senior, bats third. Hitting in the cleanup spot, Cooper Unverfirth, junior catcher. Batting fifth, Micah Greasup, senior left fielder. Sixth, Zeb Borchers, senior shortstop. Seventh, Benjamin York, senior right fielder. Eighth, Parker Lloyd, freshman first baseman, getting a start at second base, according to the lineup card just given us. And batting ninth is Brody Flippo at second for Rushi. Starting nine for both teams, plus the DH for Minster. Like to remind you about Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley for 52 years. For three straight years, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. According to surveys, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wisebridge Wealth Management. Located in Sydney on Russell Road, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge Wealth Management. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and Medicare and individual benefits, plus Social Security planning too. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776. First pitch upcoming. No chance of rain in the latest forecast, right, Brian?
Correct.
I think I saw 5.7% chance.
It was actually like 5 for the day, but later we're 0% during the game, okay. So that's good.
And the chance increases to 30 or 40% during the day tomorrow. A real good chance overnight, Friday evening into Saturday morning. Again, Newark Catholic won the earlier state semifinal over Tiffin Calvert. Mild upset, final score 6-4. Calvert committed 4 errors in that game, which led to the Newark Catholic triumph. Minster Wildcats starters, entire roster, have been introduced. Rushi Raiders roster being announced at the moment, and then the starting players for Rushi coming up in just a few minutes. So many thanks to Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Phone our office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. Visit our website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Thank you, Shelby County Veterans Services. Baseball is next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
As we noted before the previous break, thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, it's your go-to store. We've got specials in the deli every day at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. They are marketed right there on our website for you to see. Fridays, we do cookouts now at Schaefer Market, 11 to 1 on Fridays. Hamburgers, hot dogs, steakhouse burgers, pizza burgers. All the burgers come from Winners. The cookout special, a sandwich, chips, fountain pop, any size, or a can of pop, $7 total. Kids' meal is a hot dog, chips, fountain drink, or a can of soda for $3. And if you just want to go a la carte, it's $6. An additional sandwich is $4. Don't forget the gallon give back program at the pumps at the Schaefer Market. Here in the month of June, the organization to which funds raised are donated is the Rushi FFA. And we've got some new homemade salsa at Schaefer Market. It's from Convoy, Ohio, and Tia Sonia's Kitchen. Ooh, it's mild, medium, hot. Varieties are really, really good. Thanks so much to Schaefer Market, new sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. First pitch of the game by Braylon Cordonier to Dylan Eichkamp of Minster is a fastball low. And then pitch number two is a wide two-seamer, 2-0 the count, Cordonier against Eichkamp. And there's a foul behind home plate on the ground, and it's two balls and a strike. Eichkamp hitting from the right side, one of a few catchers in Western Ohio who leads off for his team. Outstanding first batter, takes a cut and a fastball down and can't dig it off the shins, and it's two strikes, two balls. Good pitch by Cordonier. Here's the break-even offering. High and away, ball three. Cordonier working quickly. He's gone full, 3-2 on Dylan Eichkamp. Here to start the game, top of the first. Outfield shading Dylan a little left. The pitch to Heitkamp. He turns on one and golfs it foul out of play down the left field line. And it's still full, 3-2. Bryant, these are the pitches that may spell the difference in this game. Is it an out upcoming, or is it a base on balls? The pitch to Heitkamp is stroke foul again beyond the tarpaulin down the left field line.
Turns out it just continues. He's really fighting here.
Heitkamp, 367 on the season. Fine receiver. Good offensive threat behind the plate, making Braylon Cordonnier work hard. Initial batter of this game, Cordonnier has thrown 8 pitches to the leadoff man for Minster. Cordonnier winds again. It's high, up around the chin, off the outside corner. And Heitkamp is aboard. Let's see what kind of a game is in order now for Minster, which has a left-hand hitter stepping into the box. It's Reese Baer, second baseman, junior, 355 batting average. He stroked the walk-off hit in the district championship win over Delphi St. John's. Heitkamp with the lead at first. Oh, he's a good 8 feet off the bag. Stretching his Cordonnier pitches, and it's a strike right down the middle to Baer, who looked at a fastball that was perfectly placed. Down the lines here at Canal Park. Bryant, it's just out of my view. I think it's a little over 320 in the corners. There's a bunt up the left side, foul, rolling to third baseman Zeb Schultze, who picks it up 7 or 8 feet foul. About 30 feet up the line, Schultze was charging. Two strikes the count on Baer, left-hand batter. Open stance, right leg, foot pointed toward first. Here's Cordonnier's delivery. Grounded in the hole between first and second, and it's into right field, a base hit. The runner on first for Minster makes the wide turn at second and holds right there. Good single by the number two man in the order for Minster, Reese Baer. Perfectly placed right between the second baseman for Rushi and the first sacker. No chance for Parker Lloyd to get it. And Cordonnier's in a little bit of hot water here at the start of the game. Minster's got men on first and second.
To answer your question, Jack, I had to look it up online because I do not see the signage out there in either corner. It is 331 in the left and 337 in right.
And in the nook and center, left center, where the walls jut together, it's an even 400. The first pitch by Cordonnier is a two-seamer off the outside corner to hard-hitting Lewis Magoteau. Best hitter on the Wildcats, ace pitcher, 374 batting average. Swings from the right side, open stance, much like Baer, the previous hitter, from the left. Cordonnier has two aboard, nobody out. Pitch to Magoteau, sprayed foul over the netting to the right. The ball is strike 1-1. Minster with a serious threat in the opening frame. Who can get the jump on the other? Who will have to play from behind? Minster trying to put a run on the board here in the opening frame. Cordonnier looks at second, now to first. 1-1 offering to Magoteau. Big slow-breaking curve. Magoteau tries to time it, fouls it to the backstop. It's a ball and two strikes. On deck, James Niemeyer, 296 hitter, also a senior. You heard Coach Mike Wiss highlight 8 seniors on this roster. 5 key performers who log a lot of minutes. Here's Cordonnier into the stretch. Looks at the runners at second and first and gets Magoteau to fish for a high, hard one. He's out swinging. I was thinking basketball, Brian. I said a lot of minutes. I should have said a lot of innings.
Yes.
One down. That's a big K for Cordonnier here in the top of the first as he gets the best hitter for Minster on strikes. Here's James Niemeyer. Again, slightly open stance. Hit from the right side. Senior, just under 300 for a batting average. Blown away with the curveball. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Niemeyer. Parker Lloyd in front of the bag by a step down at first. Schultze even with the bag at third. Zeb Borcher is at shortstop for Rushi, shading up the middle. Here is Cordonier hesitating, coming plate word to Niemeyer. It's a strike knee high over the inside half. A ball strike, one and one. Outfield for Niemeyer, moderately deep and left, shallow in center and right. Vince Borcher's good speed in center. Benjamin York in right. Here is the windup, the pitch to Niemeyer, swung on and lifted very high in the air to medium depth left center field. Vince Borcher's is over, calls off Mike Agresip and snags it for out number two. Fly out to left off the bat of Niemeyer. And now here's Ian Holman. Ian wears 25 on his back. First baseman, .316 batting average. Good five-hole hitter. Dylan Heitkamp, who walks, still down at second. Reese Baer, who singled, still parked at first. Minster unable to move either one of them. Holman with a wide-open stance. His left foot is almost out of the box, the left edge of it. That's a stride leg. Cordonier, long deliberation on the mound. Holman steps out of the box.
He was really eyeing Heitkamp there during that time.
Heitkamp at second. Very good wheels for a catcher. He's got a lengthy lead. Gets a secondary jump. The pitch to Holman is scalded right back up the middle into center. Borchers charges. The throw to the plate is cut off by Parker Lloyd. A run scores. The runner advancing to third is in a rundown. Nobody covering third for Rushi. And the ball is thrown away by the Raiders. All hands are safe. Minster plates a run. And the Wildcats have runners at second and third.
Rushi was thinking there that they were going to be able to get out of that situation, but an absolute great hit by Holman in a clutch situation.
A run in for Minster, 1-0 lead, runners at second and third, and here is Rylan Edwards to the plate. Edwards hitting .333 on the year, senior left fielder, Cordonier. Trying to wriggle off the hook and give up no more than just a single run. Initial pitch is a ball up and away. Holman appeared to take a fastball on the outside half of the plate right back through the box. Cordonier to Edwards. Strike called at the knees. And the count's 0-2 on Edwards. Minster draws first blood. It's a seasoned offensive lineup. A number of seniors who've logged plenty of innings, starting for the Wildcat 9. Cordonier throws the hook low and away to Edwards. Oh, it's on the outside corner. I may have been mistaken on the count. Scoreboard reads 2-2. I apologize. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. At least I thought the plate ump signaled a strike. Runners at second and third to run in. Cordonier off the plate, missed it, outside edge, close, didn't get the call. It's full up, 3-2. Cordonier having to work exceedingly hard here in the first. Pitch count's got to be well up into the 20s. Cordonier takes a peek at runners at second and third. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Edwards. It's a fastball, a little bit high. Cordonier thought it caught the letters. Plate umpire said, it's full up, 3-2.
That was his 18th pitch.
I was a little up in my estimate. 19th pitch here. 3-2 offering to Edwards by Cordonier. The ball sprayed down the right field line. It's twisting into the corner. York giving a chase for it for Rushi. It hits up against the retaining wall next to the stands in foul ground. Still 3-2, 20th pitch here for Cordonier. Two on for Minster, a run home. Top of inning number one. And Minster's hit a few balls pretty hard here in the opening frame, Brian.
It's been very impressive to watch them attack Cordonier here. They came up the plate here to start this game off.
3-2 pitch to Edwards. His chop toward the hole between third and short. Schulze to his left. He scoops, throws wildly to first. It's to the right of Parker Lloyd. He tried to stretch and haul it in. Couldn't. It rolls away to the warning track. And two runs score. Here comes Kevin Flippo to the mound for the Raiders. That's an unearned pair of runs right there for certain. In fact, the wild throw to third previously in the inning also contributed to an unearned run.
Yes.
Three unearned markers for Minster here in the first. A sloppy opening frame for Rushi, which is down 3-0. Minster still batting here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Minster Wildcats 3, Rushi Raiders nothing. 2 down, top of the first. Minster with hits from Reese Baer and Ian Holman. A couple of Rushi errors, 3 unearned runs for the Wildcats in the top of the first inning. And Minster still hitting. Runner down at first base. Hemelgarn steps into the box. He swings from the left side. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Schaefer Oil and Propane in Fort Loramie, a proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. Left-hand batter for Minster swings and clubs a foul out of play to the left. Nothing and one on Hemelgarn. 3.26 by way of average for the junior. Runner at first for Minster. 3 runs home. Cordonier winds, deals. Little up. It's a ball of strike. 1-1. 3 runs, a couple hits for Minster in the top of the first inning. Had 5 errors in our previous game here today. 4 committed by Tiffin Calvert in a 6-4 loss to Newark Catholic. Swing and a miss by Hemelgarn. He was over top of the changeup, and the count goes to 1-2. A ball and 2 strikes. A lead at first base for Rylan Edwards. Cordonier with the high hold. He comes plateward, and it is pumped foul out of play to the left. Good job by the hitter, Hemelgarn, who took that fastball in the outside corner and just slapped it foul. Impressive top of the first inning for Minster, making solid contact at the plate, Brian.
Yes, they have been very aggressive going after Cordonier. They're not letting anything in the zone go.
Braylon throws again, foul to the screen. Pitch count is well into the 20s now for Cordonier. Top of the first inning, Minster still bats. A ball, 2 strikes, 1-2 on Hemelgarn. Outfield pretty much straight away. Shortstop Zeb Borchers shading the bag. Curveball is on the outside corner. Beautiful hurl to the plate by Cordonier as he nipped the black. Minster tallies 3 with a couple of hits. Wildcats leave a man. We go to the bottom of the first. Minster on the board right away. 3-0 lead over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm in Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
So many thanks to Osgood Bank. New location now in Rushi, Fort Loramie as well. Chickasaw, Osgood, and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank. Do well, be good, osgoodbank.com. Thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast now for about 8 years, Osgood Bank. Here is Rushi hitting to start the bottom of the first inning, and it's Braylon Cordonier against Lewis Magato, and he strokes the second pitch pretty hard to left, but Minster's got him played deep, and the ball is hauled in by Rylan Edwards. He moved back and toward the line two or three steps, made the play, and Rushi has one out. Bottom of the opening frame, 3-0 in favor of Minster. Here is Vince Borchers. Pitch to Vince right down the middle. Magato heaves a strike in there. He threw a no-hitter against Coldwater, did Magato. Lost that game on an error, 1-0. Also pitched a no-no in the regional final against Montpelier. He had a couple of one-hitters. Microscopic ERA of .45. And he's ahead 0-2 on Vince Borchers, who takes a curveball low and away, ball one, strike two. Outfield shading Vince a little left. Oh, there's a wide breaker going fishing as Borchers. He's out on strikes. Cordonier was at .452 by way of batting average. Borchers at .262. Here's Zeb Schulze, senior, right-hand batter, .289. Magato delivers. Schulze fakes the bunt, takes it low. Did Schulze offer? No. First base umpire shakes his head, waves his arms. A step or two in front of the bag at third is Niemeyer for Minster. Magato delivers. Oh, he's got a wide bender going, and Schulze whiffed. A strike of ball, 1-1. Magato, like Cordonier, working very speedily. Strike two at the knees, right down the middle. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Infield retreats a step. Magato into the motion again. Ball tap, foul into the Rushi dugout alongside third. 3-0 Minster, bottom of the first. Minster scored 3 runs, 2 hits. Rushi made 2 errors. And all 3 runs unearned. Check swing, foul to the right. The ball, 2 strikes, 1-2 on Schulze.
Schulze doing a good job of battling here and making an at-bat that counts. That was something that Minster was able to do beyond when they were able to hit. They worked Cordonier all the way up to 29 pitches in the top of the first. That's a huge thing to do, make your opponent nearly be at 30 by the end of the first inning.
Indeed. Schulze steps back in the box as that check swing foul stung his hands a little bit. Magoteau inside corner, two-seamer, yes, it's called strike three. Good pitch by Magoteau. Three up, three down, Rushi, bottom of the opening frame. We go to the second, Minster 3, Rushi nothing on score is broadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
It is 3-0 in favor of Minster, top of the second inning. Caleb Kauss, Connor Schmiesing, first two hitters for the Wildcats. Then we turn the lineup over, go back to the top for Dylan Heitkamp. Initial pitch by Braylon Cordonnier to left-hand batter Caleb Kauss is fouled out of play over the Rushi dugout into the Raiders fans. Next pitch, breaking ball off the outside corner, a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Kauss, 244 on the year. Senior right fielder, pretty even stance at the plate. Left-hand box, late cut, foul ball again, shot to the left, about 10 rows back, and it's 1-2. Sun shining brightly at the moment, a little hazy, few white puffy clouds overhead. Gentle breeze blowing in from the west-northwest. Center field toward home here at Canal Park in Akron. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Kauss. Minster in the lead, 3-0. Big breaker by Cordonnier. He tried to nibble on the outside corner. Oh, it was tempting. Kauss let it go. It's ball three, 3-2. Cordonnier whips his body into action. Another foul out of play. The pitches for Cordonnier continue to mount. Well up into the 30s.
Minster just doing such a great job of having quality at-bats against him.
Cordonnier's 3-2 offering again. Grounded hard to short. Zeb Borchers in two steps. Gobbles it up. Fires to Parker Lloyd at first for the out. Play goes from 6-3. Good sign there for the Raiders, who faltered in the first inning defensively when Minster got some traffic on the bases. And under some pressure, Rushi simply did not make the plays. Had two errors on throws, helping lead to three Minster runs and a 3-0 lead. Here's a check swing by Connor Schmiesing, and the pitch is downstairs, ball one. Schmiesing good speed. Schulze even with the bag at third. Outfield, a step or two in and right and center. Schmiesing out of the box for a moment, 200 batter. Senior center fielder, deep in the box, fastball, it is through the heart of the plate, and it's a strike. The ball is strike 1-1, first pitch missed the zone. 1-1 count, Cordonnier gets the sign from catcher Cooper Unverfirth, deals a breaker in the dirt, low and away, 2-1. That was a three-quarter curveball that Kaus didn't chase. 2-1 offering outside corner. Good fastball. Two-seamer ran away from the hitter who looked at it. I should say Schmiesing watched it. It caught the outside edge for strike two. That one is well wide, snagged by Unverfurth in the left-hand batter's box, and the count is full. 3-2 on Schmiesing. Cordonier gets the ball back from Unverfurth, works again. Schmiesing totes the line drive into left for a base hit. He tagged it, didn't take a big swing. Three-quarter cut, placed it perfectly between Schultze and Borchers at third and short. Ball landed 8 or 10 feet on the grass in left field. A single plunked to left by Schmiesing. Base hit for him. And Dylan Heitkamp steps in. One down for Minster. Runner aboard here in the top of the second. Three hits for the Wildcats off Cordonier. Heitkamp takes a healthy cut. Strike one. Nothing and one on Heitkamp, who walked to start off the game, and he later scored. Throwing error took place by Rushi between second and third base, which led to the Wildcats' first inning run. Very high pop-up, middle of the diamond. Parker Lloyd goes toward the pitching mound, calls for it. He's got it all the way. Staggers at the last second, makes the play. Parker Lloyd on the catch of the high pop off the bat of Heitkamp of Minster. And here is Reese Baer stepping in. One on for Minster, top of the second. Minster 3, Rushi nothing. Leading at first is Schmiesing. He's got good speed. Takes a secondary jump. The pitch is missing above the strike zone. And it's a ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Baer, who singled sharply to right field on the ground in the first inning for Minster and then came around to score. Cordonier misses off the plate wide, and the count goes to 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on the hitter. Reese Baer for Minster. Schmiesing, a threat to run at first. He's off the bag 6-7 feet. The pitch is lofted in the air, foul between home and third, back into the Canal Park stands. And it's two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Baer. Baseball, all about the little things, Bryant, the free 90s. Boy, you give them away, and it's tough to win when you make some miscues. Here's the pitch. It is just off the plate outside. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 on Baer. Minster fouling off pitches, taking Cordonier deep into the count. Three base hits for the Wildcats so far. Schmiesing leads at first. High hold by Cordonier. 2-2 delivery is spanked in the air on a line over the head of Borchers at short into left field, charging his grease up. Minster with its fourth hit. Runners at first and second, two down here in the second. And Minster on top by a 2-0 score. Or I should say 3-0 Minster. Reese Baer, 2-for-2 day, stroked a single to left during that at bat, but hit to right in the first inning. And here's Lewis Magato, very dangerous hitter, 374 on the year. He's the ace hurler for the Wildcats, top offensive threat as well. A lot of traffic on the bases by Minster so far in this game, causing Rushi to feel the pressure defensively. Cordonier swings into action. Magato looks at a two-seamer off the plate outside. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Grease up deep in left. Vince Borchers somewhat shallow in center. Two down, Minster, top of the second. Pitch to Magato, foul to the screen. He had a strong cut at that one. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Two away for Minster, top of the second inning. Wildcats already lead 3-0, three runs, four hits, no errors. Rushi, no runs, no hits, and two big errors in the top of the first to open the door for the Wildcats. 1-1 count on Magato. Long look in by Cordonier. He hesitates. Here's the high hold, the pitch to Magoteau. Below the knees, curveball downstairs, 2-1. Pitch count for Cadagna, exceeding 40 now, I'm sure, Brian.
Checking on that now to see what he's up to.
Here is Braylon hesitating, looks at his runners, deals to Magoteau. Ball chopped hard to deep short. Borchers to his right. He's got it. Backhand play. Oh, he's got a gun of an arm. Long throw to Parker Lloyd in time. Magoteau nipped by a step at first. Minster retired. Wildcats leave two on. Get a couple more base hits. Head to the bottom of the second. It is Minster 3, Rushi nothing on scores.broadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Cooper Unverfirth sports a .372 batting average. He hits now for Rushi, bottom of the second. The junior swings from the right side, looked at a pitch in the dirt. It rolled to the backstop. Second pitch for Magoteau is down at the shins as well, and it's 2-0. And Unverfirth takes a mighty cut and fouls it to the backstop. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Minster in the lead, 3-0, bottom of the second. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, Division 7 state semifinal. The winner takes on Newark Catholic Saturday morning at 10. We're on the air at 9:25. Weather permitting, because overnight Friday we're supposed to get some rain into early Saturday. Unverfirth, another foul. It's 2-2. Magoteau throws a curve. Unverfirth tattoos that one. He drills it back up the middle. It was to the first base side of the pitcher, Magoteau. Second baseman Reese Baer ranged over behind second base. He had no shot because Unverfirth hit that ball hard. Base hit by Cooper, and here is Micah Grisa. 3-0 lead, Minster, bottom of the second. Grisa at 359 on the season, senior left fielder. Niemeyer way up at third, pitch to Greasup, bunted up the first base line, and the first baseman Holman lets it roll about 75 feet. It goes foul. No balls a strike, nothing and one on Holman. Holman was not too far in front of the bag when he gloved the ball. He could have stepped ahead sooner and fielded that ball in fair territory, gotten it out. Good breaking ball by Magoteau, called strike two. Nothing in two. Outfield very deep and left. A long way from home is Ryland Edwards. There's a curveball foul to the backstop. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two in Greasup. Key batter for Rushi here at the bottom of the second. Raiders would love to get this young man aboard and bring up the tying run. McIntyre fires to Greasup. It is looped in the air, foul over the Minster dugout to the right.
To answer that question you had late in the last half inning, Jack, Cordonnier at 54 pitches now after two.
Here's Louis Magoteau, looks in, pitches, Greasup cuts and barrels one up to deep center. Center fielder for Minster tracking back. It is Connor Schmiesing. He plants his legs and catches. Throw back to the diamond quickly. Runner Unverfirth holds on at first. Greasup gave it a ride. Had that ball been more on a line, it might have sailed over the head of Schmiesing in deep center. But the ball was towered in the air high enough for Schmiesing to retreat and make the catch. One down for Rushi here in the bottom of the second. Fly ball to center. Zeb Borcher steps in. Senior, 289 average, shortstop, curveball, Magoteau. Oh, what a hook. It froze. The hitter, Borchers, who looked it over, couldn't pull the trigger. Strike one. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Again, Niemeyer way up at third. Oh, same pitch. Curveball again. Buckled the batter's leg. Strike two. Magoteau starting off the hitter, Borchers, with two beautiful off-speed deliveries. Magoteau looks at Unverfirth at first, comes plateward. Way low and outside. Good snatch behind the plate there by Minster's catcher, Dylan Heitkamp, who saved that one from going to the screen. The ball, two strikes, one and two, low outside target. And reaching for it, Borchers, he comes up empty, strike three. Two down for Rushi here in the bottom of the second. Here's Benjamin York from the left side, 289 on the year, or I should say 259. Borchers was at 289. York finished the regular season and the beginning of tournament play red hot at the plate. There's a ground ball, a grass cutter to second. Easy play for the second baseman for Minster. It's Reese Baer, charges a couple steps and flips the throw onto his first baseman for the out. Snagged there by Ian Holman at first. Inning over for Rushi. Leadoff single wasted. We played two. Going to the third. Minster 3, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Braylon Cordonnier for Rushi goes to work on James Niemeyer to start the third inning. And the initial pitch is a strike at the letters, nothing and one on James. Hits from the right side, slightly open stance. Foul ball at the feet of catcher Cooper Unverfirth, rolls away from him. It's a ball, a strike, one and one on Niemeyer. Outfield deep and left, straight away in the infield. Way outside is Cordonier. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Braylon now pushing 60 pitches in this game. We have no one out in the third. Cordonier with a breaking ball, foul to the backstop. 1-2 on Niemeyer. Minster parlayed a couple of hits, two Rushi errors into three runs in the first. Minster stranded two after a couple of Wildcats got singles in the second. Just off the outside corner, close. Not close enough. Plate umpire shook his head. Ball two, strike two. 2-2 on Niemeyer. Cordonier winds, pitches. There's a high Baltimore chop to Cordonier. He waits on it. It's like a little pop fly. One big bouncer. It comes down. He makes a quick throw to Parker Lloyd to get Niemeyer by a step and a half at first. One down for Minster. Top of the third inning. Niemeyer gone. 1-3. Pitcher to first baseman. Ian Holman rifled a single right back through the middle in his at-bat in the first frame. Here Cordonier goes low and away with a breaking pitch. Strike one. Good cut by Holman. Did not connect. Cordonier again. Strike two. Outside corner at the knees. Fine breaking ball. Nothing in two on Holman. Open stance for Ian. Cordonier throws up and away. Waste pitch. A ball and two strikes. 1-2. Rushi will have the bottom of the order, 8-9, and then 1, Cordonier. Raiders need to get somebody aboard for Braylon, who will hit third in the inning. There's a ball nubbed off the fist of the second baseman, roaming to his left. The Rushi infielder has it, a one bounce, flips on to first base for the out. Fine play by Rushi down there at second. Well done on the play by Quinn Hoying, the second sacker for the Raiders. Two down for Minster as Cordonier got in on the knuckles of Ian Holman on that last at bat. Here's Rylan Edwards. Edwards safe on the throwing error from third in his at bat in the first inning. Again, Minster put the pressure on, generated pressure on Rushi's defense. A lot of traffic by Minster in that opening frame. The count, two balls, no strikes, as Cordonier misses with the first two deliveries here to Rylan Edwards. Cordonier struck out one, walked one, giving up four hits. There's a ball tapped softly toward the Rushi dugout. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on the hitter Edwards. Boy, I wish, Bryant, we'd have this weather today the entire weekend. It is bright and sunny right now, a lot of shadows, just a couple clouds overhead. High and away, ball three, 3-1 on Edwards. Cordonier doesn't possess the command he's had in recent starts. Cordonier works, Edwards fouls to the screen, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes on Edwards.
He was 85 on that last pitch. I haven't seen him be measured above 86 today. Don't know what his top has been.
Cordonier whistles one in there. Edwards lofts a foul out of play to the right over the Minster dugout. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Edwards for Minster. Senior left fielder, 333 hitter on the season. Wheeling and dealing Cordonier. And the ball is laced hard to right field. Head high to Benjamin York. Oh, the ball was smacked hard, hit on the button. But York, in his tracks, reached up, spirited for the out. Minster continues to put the ball in play, often pretty hard against Cordonier. We played 2.5. Rushi comes to bat in the bottom of the third. Minster 3, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to
to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com. We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Up the first hitter for Rushi here in the bottom of the third inning. Parker Lloyd took a healthy swing three times. And on the third pitch by Magato, which was up above the letters, the Rushi batter couldn't make contact, struck out. Now here's Quinn Hoying, second baseman for the Raiders, ninth hitter in the lineup. He's down 0-2. I saw a couple of starting lineups for the Raiders 20 minutes and about 45 minutes before game time. One had Flippo in the lineup at second base. Another one had Quinn Hoying. He did get the call. Here's the 0-2 pitch to the second baseman, Hoying. Fastball outside corner at the belt. Good-looking two-seamer that faded away from Hoying. He eyeballed it. Couldn't let go with the bat. He's out on strikes. Here's Cordonier with nobody on in the bottom of the third. Magato whips a pitch in there. A curveball down. A ball and no strikes. And this, Bryant, is the ideal situation for Minster's Magato and the Wildcats defense. Cordonier hitting with nobody aboard.
And two outs.
Yep. 2-0 on Braylon. Magato throws. It is above the letters, ball three. No one on. No reason for Magato to pitch real carefully to Cordonier, who looks at a fastball there above the belt, middle of the plate, 3-1.
Wildcats are able to get him out. That will cut off the top of the lineup.
There's a ball in on the handle, down around the label or below it, hit to the second baseman. Reese Baer to his left for Minster. He's got the play. On to Holman at first. Out recorded. Cordonier fly out to left. Ground ball out to second. We played three. Still Minster three, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. and ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
It is 3-0 Minster in the lead over Rushi. We head now to the top of the fourth. Wildcats come calling with 7, 8, and 9 in the order hitting against Braylon Cordonnier. Four hits for the Wildcats, three runs, all runs coming in the first. Three runs, two hits, a couple Rushi errors, which opened the door. Two more hits for Minster in the second. Cordonnier delivering here to Jace Himmelgarn, whom he struck out in the first frame to end it. Ball one downstairs. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Himmelgarn. The winner of this game takes on Newark Catholic in a state final on Saturday morning. First pitch at 10, weather permitting. We're on the air here on scorersbroadcast.com at 9:25. There's a ball hooked foul by Himmelgarn down the right field line into the stands. A ball, a strike, 1-1. York shading the line in right for Rushi. Good off-speed delivery by Cordonnier. It had Himmelgarn way out in front, strike two. A ball, two strikes, 1-2. Cordonnier again, reaching out and tapping it in the hole between first and second as the hitter. Nice play by Hoying to his left, almost on the outfield grass. Pitches on to first, Cordonnier covering, out recorded. Well done, fine teamwork, Hoying and Cordonnier. Officially, that goes from the second baseman to Cordonnier covering, 4-1. Here is Caleb Kaus. He grounded to short his first trip to the plate. One down for Minster, top of the fourth. Cordonnier to Kaus, way in off the plate, a ball, no strikes, 1-0. We are in the top of the fourth. Minster in the lead, 3-0. The winner meets Newark Catholic for the state championship in Division 7 on Saturday. Oh, what a bunt by Kaus. Schultze charging. He makes a good play to get to it, then throws it wild. It is inside the first base bag. Kaus with fine speed slides head first into second. York recovers the throw down the right field line. Another error chalked up by the Raiders, who have had three already in this game in less than four innings.
Oh, Rushi, with one out here, needs to really concentrate and try to get out of this inning with any damage. The Raiders only have one hit so far today. This three-run lead that the Wildcats already have, it's going to be difficult for Rushi to get back.
You're so right, Bryant. With Magato pitching, a one-run lead is like two or three,
yes,
let alone a three-run advantage on the scoreboard. The first pitch here is a strike to Connor Schmiesing. Runner at second for Minster, top of the fourth, one out. 3-0 lead, Wildcats. Strike two, letter high, outside corner. Schmiesing watched it. He's down in the count, nothing and two. I think a good throw to first base and the batter runner is out. And an error has been recorded on the play because the wild throw enabled the batter runner to turn first and go to second. And I believe that Kaus was awarded a single on the bunt. Give him a bunt single and then E5 on the throw. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Schmiesing from Cordonnier Arushi. And the ball is blooped in the air to the first baseman. Parker Lloyd comes in a couple steps and catches for the out. That was a check swing, and excuse me, at bat for Schmiesing. He's retired on the pop to first.
Well, a huge out there because, again, with Heitkamp coming up now, that brings the top of the lineup to the plate for the Wildcats.
Unver first to the mound for Rushi. Two down for Minster, top of the fourth. Wildcats lead it 3-0. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We also offer assembly and warehousing. Production support, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores broadcast in the many schools and athletic programs in the region. It follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 the count on Heitkamp. Runner at second, 2 out for Minster. Top of the fourth, Wildcats lead the Raiders 3-0. Cat and mouse game back at second. Heitkamp looks at a strike right down the middle of the knees. 1-1 count, a ball, a strike. Cordonier up around the 70 pitch mark.
He's above 80, actually.
Ooh, I was low in my estimation. Cordonier looks back at second. Here he comes to the plate. Ball blooped down into short center. Borchers comes in a step or two and picks it off for the out. Mitch Borchers received that one. A line fly to center off the bat of Dylan Heitkamp. Minster out here in the fourth. Bottom of the fourth, that upcoming. It's Minster 3, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
It is 3-0 Minster over Rushi. Bottom of the fourth upcoming here at Canal Park. It's the D7 state semifinal. The second of two semifinals here at Canal Park on this day. Newark Catholic came from behind to beat Tiffin Calvert 6-4 in the first game of the day. Newark Catholic awaiting this winner Saturday morning at 10. That's the first pitch, weather permitting. We're on the air at 9:25 a.m. on Saturday. First hitter for Rushi in the bottom of the fourth inning. Strokes a hard line drive off the mitt of Niemeyer at third. It's rolling down the left field line. It's covered up by Edwards in left field for Minster. Good opening at bat here to start the fourth for the Rushi Raiders as Vince Borchers wraps a single to left. That's hit number two in this game for Rushi. Open stance now for Zeb Schulze. Third baseman Niemeyer is up. Rushi tries to get something going. Pitches down in the dirt, rolls away from the catcher. Vince Borchers scoots on down to second, slides in safely. Throw gets away, goes into short center. Borchers stays put right at second. He's aboard. 3-0 Minster leads. Rushi with a threat going as the Raiders try to cut into the Wildcats' advantage.
A good aggressive base running there. They have an opportunity here. Time to start taking it. Yep. As the opportunities now, you can start counting them down as we're in the bottom of the fourth already. Now, the fast-moving game, we're just over an hour right now.
Brief conference on the mound. Minster, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Rushi, no runs, 2 hits, and 3 errors in this game. They have been costly.
Of course, Rushi had a leadoff single last inning, or was not able to get anything from it, trying to be different here this time.
Magoto to Schulze, who flares one along the right field line. Right fielder can't get to it. It's curling foul by a couple of feet down the right field line. It was close. Good hustle. Right fielder, Caleb Kaus for Minster, went to the fence that runs parallel the last 70, 80 feet down the right field line to the foul pole. The fence and the stands parallel to the foul stripe. And the right fielder ran out of room. Ball dropped just foul. Pitch to Schulze again. It's a breaker. Swing and a miss. A ball and two strikes, one and two. Magoto's curve down in the zone has been wicked. Runner at second for Rushi. High fastball, got him swinging. One out for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Cooper Unverfirth, who singled to start the second for Rushi.
That pitch was measured at 84 miles per hour. He's been in the mid-80s most of the day.
Magoto to Unverfirth. Vince Borchers, big lead at second. Oh, there's a bender, side winding curveball in and over, strike one.
That was pitch number 44 for him.
Magoto to Unverfirth again. Ball hit off the handle, blooper short right field. Second baseman Reese Baer goes out on the run. He catches it for Minster. Borchers stays put at second for Rushi. Ball hit weakly off the Unverfirth bat. Two down for the Raiders here in the bottom of the fourth. Micah Griesup steps in. Griesup hit the ball hard in his at-bat in the second to center. And it was caught by the center fielder for Minster, Connor Schmiesing, who had to go back on that ball. Borchers leading, no throw to second. Up in the second inning, as Bryant noted, Cooper Unverfirth singled to start it for Rushi. Couldn't come around. Vince Borchers, a hit here to start the fourth for the Raiders. He's still parked at second. Pitches inside to Griesup for a ball. A ball, no strikes.
That is number 46 for him. 35 have been strikes today.
Magoto throws way in at the thighs of the hitter. Ball two. That pitch uncharacteristic from Magoto. Well off the plate. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Griesup. There's a ball tap foul into the Rushi dugout alongside third. In our pregame, head coach Mike Wiss of Minster commented on the fact that in the regional championship, when Magoto threw the no-hitter against Montpelier, he threw 82 pitches, 59 for strikes. So a 3-1 ratio, strikes to balls, not unusual for Magoto. There is a bouncing ball hit softly to short. Minster shortstop coming in on the run. Nice play by Andrew Wiss, who is defensively playing short, being DH'd for this game. Wiss charged and threw the man out at first. As Griesup hustled down there but was nipped by a couple of steps. Play goes from 6-3. Wiss to Holman, inning over for Rushi. We go to the fifth. 3-0 Wildcats over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Finster starts the fifth inning. Reese Bear hits, and he drives one deep to center. Oh, he cracked that ball hard. Vince Borchers going back, way back. Spectacular catch by Borchers in deep center. A good 325 from home plate. Two for two had been Bear on the game, a couple of singles. He gave that one a ride, Bryant. He put a charge into that ball. Fortunately for Vince Borchers, he wasn't playing Bear too far in because Bear blasted it and out is recorded. What a play by Borchers.
Yep. He wears his glove on his left hand. He raced that down and jumped up, snatched it out of the air. Looks like he's in action again.
Yes, Borchers retreating on a fly ball off the bat of Magoto. This time Borchers into right center. Much easier play. He cradles that one into his mitt for the out. Two away for Minster here in the top of the fifth inning. So Bear and Magoto go down. Game moving right along. Top of the fifth. Here is James Niemeyer against Braylon Cordon. Your low outside curve. Ball one, a ball, no strikes. So many thanks to Fox Supply in Minster. New sponsor this spring here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Fox Supply, about which we'll speak here in just a moment. The count, no balls, a strike, nothing in one on Niemeyer. That one's down below the knees off the outside corner. 1-1 count. Niemeyer, slightly open stance, third baseman, a senior. Outfield shading him to the left. Cordonier twists and turns. Niemeyer skies it. Right side of the diamond. Foul territory. Down beyond first. Good play by the Rushi Raiders. Well done by, I think, the second baseman, Quinn Hoing. As he called off Parker Lloyd, Quinn's all the way. As he drifted into foul territory near the warning track down the right field line, Hoing caught it, inning over for Minster. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Minster in the lead over Rushi, 3-0. Hey, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes, and we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com for 20 years. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, to work, and to receive an education and raise families. Thanks to Fox Supply. Louis Magoto working on a two-hitter for Minster. Bottom of the fifth, Rushi comes calling. Base knocks by Vince Borchers and Cooper Unverfirth. It's Zeb Borchers, Benjamin York, Parker Lloyd here in the bottom of the fifth for Rushi. But the Raiders were here last year against Berlin Highland in the D4 state semifinal. Were blanked 2-0. Didn't score in seven innings in that game. Four consecutive innings here in this contest today. And that's what really good pitching will do to you. It'll stifle the bats. And Magoto has been razor sharp. Three strikes to every ball thrown. Minimum number of pitches. What's his count now, Bryant?
He enters this inning having only thrown 49.
49 pitches in four innings. Any pitcher at any level will take that in a heartbeat. Here is Zeb Borchers hitting from the right side for Rushi, which is down 3-0. A meek swing at a low curveball, tap foul behind the plate. No balls, a strike. Nothing and one on Zeb. Magato again. Oh, what a curveball, a slow bender. It snapped away from Borchers. He waved at it. Didn't get a piece of it. It's 0-2.
As far as well-pitched games, I think the Minster's last time here.
Magato again to Borchers, who gives it a ride. He blasted one to deep left. Left fielder back toward left center for Minster on the go. It is caught by Rylan Edwards in deep left center field. Borchers struck that 0-2 pitch right on the nose. Little too high, though. It was run down by Edwards.
6 years ago, Minster played Jeromesville Hillsdale here in a D4 state semifinal. Hillsdale won that one 1-0. Two great performances on the mound that day.
Yeah, Jeromesville Hillsdale got a sack fly, second or third inning. That was the deciding run in a game played in about an hour and 9 or 10 minutes.
And Jay Lukert, who went on to have a nice career at Wright State, had a great game for Hillsdale that day.
And Brown, the left-hander, pitched for Minster.
Correct, yeah.
It was very good. Is my memory correct?
Yes. You're right, absolutely.
As you research it, Brian. The count here, 3 balls, no strikes on the new hitter for Rushi, Benjamin York, who looked at 3 out of the zone, and then the fourth pitch is below the knees, over the plate, but low. He's aboard with 2 out for Rushi. Here at the bottom of the fifth inning. Parker Lloyd steps in. One out walk here to York. Curveball, Magato, yipper. It hooked over the plate for a strike. Nothing in one. One out for the Raiders. A man aboard. Bottom of the fifth. Magato with a blazing fastball up top. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Last pitch at 84. Magato's curve. It is around the plate, inside corner, close. Just missed it. Tough pitch for the hitter. Lloyd to take. It was tantalizing. There's a fastball way high. Raiders are stealing second. It is Benjamin York sliding in safely, gets up late. Ball rolls into center. He stays put. 3-0 the score. No reason to risk an advance to third right there. The count is 3-1 on Lloyd. Runner down at second in the person of York for Rushi. 3-0 lead Minster. Bottom of the fifth inning. And we have a conference on the mound at the moment. Mike Wiss, coach for the Wildcats, strolls out to the pitching rubber, and he'll bring in his infield. Meanwhile, Kevin Flippo, head coach Rushi, has got a meeting going on in foul territory alongside third. Hey, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful hair with beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon. We'll style, you'll smile. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylist Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped, accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. It's all about the style you want, and we will help you create your look at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. The count here, 3 balls, a strike on Parker Lloyd of Rushi. Right foot deep in the box. Runner at second, Raiders. One out. Bottom of the fifth, time called. 3-0 lead, Minster.
Speaking of other well-pitched games, Jack, the best high school baseball game I've ever seen, a district semi between Rushi and Fort Loramie in 2019. 1-0 Rushi upset in that one.
I knew where you were going with that comment.
That was Daniel Kearns against Jared Middendorf that night.
Yeah. Raiders loaded the bases with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh or eighth, had a chance to win it. Or I should say the Redskins loaded the bases.
Yes.
And couldn't plate the run. Here is the 3-1 pitch by Magoto. It is up and in. It missed the upper corner of the strike zone. Ball four. Parker Lloyd is aboard. And now Rushi has two on with one out here in the bottom of the fifth, trailing 3-0. From the left side, it's Quinn Hoying. Braylon Cordonier on deck. Pitch to Hoying. A strike at the knees as Magoto poured one in there.
Looking up the stats from that game, Kearns pitched 9 2/3 inning. Had 5 hits, struck out 13, 2 walks, a hit batter.
Strike 2 called. On the outside half of the plate, Hoying looked it over. Last 2 pitches at 86 by Magoto. No balls, 2 strikes, nothing and 2 on Hoying, 2 aboard. Braylon Cordonier awaits, 3-0 Minster. Pitch is grounded to short, not hit real hard. The lateral by the shortstop to the second baseman. Here's the relay to first, high and wide. Ian Holman comes off the bag to pick it off. Force out at second in the middle of the diamond. As the Raiders stay out of the double play, ball was not hit hard enough for Minster to turn it. First and third, here is Braylon Cordonier. He is the tying run. Minster in the lead. 3-0, bottom of the fifth. Raiders down to 7 outs in this game. The winner takes on Newark Catholic Saturday morning at 10. That's the slated first pitch. First game of the day. We're on the air, weather permitting, at 9:25 here on scoresbroadcast.com for Newark Catholic against this winner. Newark McTiffin Calvert, 6-4. Cordonier swings, hefty cut, and he skies it way up in the air in the infield, and no one catches it. It's between the mound and first. Second baseman, first baseman, each got within a foot of the baseball, which dropped in the green about 15 feet to the right of the mound. The ball was hit so high, and it's sort of a milky ceiling up above right now, hazy conditions, and I think the first baseman, Holman, second baseman, Bear, thought the other was going to get it.
Correct. And they both just let a drop right in between them, watching the replay again here now.
And as a result of the towering fly ball by Braylon Cordonier in the infield, which is not caught by Minster, a run does score to make it 3-1.
Well, Rushi needed something if it was going to try to make a comeback in this game, and it certainly gets something needed there. With two on right now, the Raiders have an opportunity here with two outs to try to really get back in it.
Yep, Vince Borchers took an opening pitch, a fastball, center cut, and then a curveball is swung on and whiffed by Borchers. That was a fine hook by Magoto. He's ahead in the count, 0-2. He throws, it's wide of the plate. Borchers can't hold back, strike three. Big out by Magoto, inning over for Rushi. Here in the fifth, Raiders get one. We go to the sixth. Minster in the lead, 3-1 over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
But the Hoosier Raiders get a run in the fifth. It's unearned. Of the four runs in this game, three have been unearned. Two of the three runs by Minster in the first were unearned. The lone earned run was the result of a single by Ian Holman, which played it a run. Dylan Heitkamp came home on that. Two errors then followed by Rushi, making the second and third Minster runs in the first unearned. And although the pop-up by Cordonnier, Bryant, should have been caught, nobody touched it. Technically, an error not registered for Minster in that previous inning, according to the scoreboard. It's one of those errors of omission and not commission, as neither the first baseman or second baseman got a glove on the pop-up, and it's one of those bizarre infield singles.
Yes.
It goes down as an error of omission, and it's not recorded on the board as an error committed by Minster. And Cordonnier gets credit for a ribby. How about that? New hitter for Minster starting the top of the sixth inning. It is Ian Holman, who's down a ball and two strikes, one and two. We're in the top of the sixth. Minster three, Rushi one. Cordonnier to Holman, way low and outside in the left-hand batter's box. Cordonnier has scattered five hits in this game. And Minster's only struck out once as the Wildcats have put the ball in play. I take that back. Two Ks for Cordonnier. High pop foul, first base dugout behind it. Count two balls, two strikes, two and two in Holman. Louis Magoteau struck out in the first. Jace Hemelgarn ended the first by striking out against Cordonnier. Those are his two whiffs in this game. Two balls, two strikes, two and two here on Holman. Holman goes right back up the middle, and it is the shortstop, Zeb Borchers, to his left near the bag, gloves it, and flips the throw onto his first baseman for the out. He pegged it right on the money to Parker Lloyd. Good play by Borchers. Holman had singled up the middle in the first. Grounded out second to first in the third. Here he goes 6-3. Now Rylan Edwards steps in. Edwards hitting from the right side. Late cut, pop fly, short right field. Racing in, Benjamin York staggers to a stop. 3 feet fair, catches for the out, two away Minster. Top of the sixth inning, 3-1 Wildcats. Very fast played game.
We are a little under an hour and a half right now. I think first pitch was thrown at about 4:37.
Cordonnier to Hemelgarn. Missed the outside corner. Fastball, 1-0. 86-mile-an-hour heater for Braylon.
We did have a late start today to this game, which was originally scheduled for 4 o'clock. Our understanding is Newark Catholic and Tiffin Calvert started late.
The pitch to the hitter Hemelgarn is chucked in there and fouled out of play to the left. The ball, a strike. Hemelgarn with a weak swing on a changeup from Cordonnier. Ball dribbled foul to the left, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Cordonnier clearly has deserved better fate. Three Rushi errors. Two unearned runs allowed by the Raiders in that first inning. There's a good heater. Fine fastball. Hemelgarn can't catch up to it. He's out. Top of the sixth is in the books. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Minster still leads Rushi 3-1 on Scores Broadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Here is Zeb Schulze stepping in the box for Rushi to start the bottom of the sixth. And he crunches a high foul down the right field line. Holman giving chase. Bear giving chase. It is in foul territory on the track near the stands. Nobody catches up to it. It's a foul off the bat of Schulze. He has struck out twice against Magoteau in this game. Three runs, five hits, no errors. Minster a run, three hits, three errors for Rushi. Magoteau wheels and deals. And it is a ball just a mite low. The ball is strike one and one. Magoteau's had Schulze's number so far, two strikeouts. Magoteau's got his sign from Heitkamp. Schulze is jammed, hits a liner to right field, though. Right fielder coming on. It's in the glove of the right fielder and out. Caleb Kaus, valiant effort, nearly picked it off. Would have been a great play. He was sliding down. Ball was in the glove for an instant and rolled away from him. It's a single to right field for Schulze as the Raiders get something going here in the bottom of the sixth. Borushi needs to send up enough batters to get that top of the order up again before this game ends, Bryant. There's a low inside curveball by Magoteau to Cooper Enverfirth. A ball and no strikes. Zeb Schulze with a line fly, single to right at the feet of Caleb Kaus. Here's the pitch in on the handle of the hitter, Unverfirth, who lofts a foul in the air back between home and first, out of play, a ball, a strike, one and one. But three times in this game, Bryant, the Raiders have gotten the first man aboard to start the inning. Hit by Unverfirth in the second, hit by Borchers, Vince, in the fourth, hit by Zeb Schulze here in this inning. Count goes to a ball and two strikes, one and two on Unverfirth.
The four hits Rushi has had in this game have come from their first four batters, though. Bottom of this lineup will have to produce.
There's a long, high drive by Unverfirth in foul territory down the right field line. Right fielder Kaus chasing it. He's at the railing. He can't get it. Out of play, foul, one and two on Unverfirth for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth. One on, no one out. Raiders have a chance here to spark a rally. Tying run at the plate. Need to get him aboard. Very deep in left field is Edwards for Minster. Unverfirth with real good power. Schmeezing not deep at all in center. That's high upstairs to Unverfirth. Ball two, strike two. Here is the two-ball, two-strike pitch by Magoteau. Way up top, ball three. And Magoteau losing a little bit of the command he had the first five innings. A bit shaky here in this frame. Gave up two walks in the previous inning, did Lewis. Here's the full count pitch to Unverfirth. Drilled hard on a line into right center field. A clean single, a long base hit. Almost got up the gap into the alley. Center fielder Schmeezing cut it off. Unverfurth really tattooed that one. Runners at first and second for the Rushi Raiders. No one out. Here's Micah Greasup. Tying run at first. Go ahead, run at the plate. Raiders trying to mount a rally here in the sixth against Magato of Minster. Two hits on the day for Unverfurth. He's 2 for 3. Two singles. Greasup has been out on a long fly to center and a ground ball to short. He's 0 for 2. And he takes a pitch close, just off the outside corner, ball one.
Well, again, these bottom five hitters for Rushi have yet to hit today. This is the time for this part of the lineup to start making some contact.
Pitch to Greasup, who squares to bunt, and it's fouled behind home. 1-1, 1-1 on Micah. Bunt would be in order here, Bryant. Get that tying run down to second. I think that's the only play call for Rushi at the moment until you get to two strikes. It's 1-1 currently. Two on Rushi. Greasup squares the bunt and taps it to the umpire behind home and one bounce. That won't get it done. A ball, two strikes, 1-2. Let's see what Micah does here. Very deep and left is Edwards. Shortstop Wiss, deep for Minster. Third baseman Niemeyer in front of the bag. Now he retreats a step or two. Greasup takes a curveball, bouncing to home. He wasn't bunting. He looked it over. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. 3-1 Minster. Bottom of the sixth, Rushi with the tying run aboard at first. Go ahead, run at the plate. 2-2 offering to Greasup for Magato. High fastball, swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Beautiful pitch.
Looked like it was upstairs, out of the zone. Had some rise on it. Good four-seamer. Greasup couldn't catch up to it. Here's Zeb Borchers, followed by Benjamin York. Rushi with an opportunity. Raiders need a base knock. Conference along the third baseline here. York on deck for Rushi. And we got a meeting of the minds on both sides of the diamond. Situation is this. Rushi with two aboard, one out, bottom of the sixth. Raiders the home team. Minster in the lead, 3-1. Wildcats got three in the first, two unearned runs. Rushi with a tally in the fifth on an infield pop-up that should have been caught. And now the first two hitters for the Raiders here in the sixth, stroke singles, Schultze and Unverfurth. Greasup struck out on a 2-2 offering. And now here's Zeb Borchers. A long double in the gap could tie the game. Here is Magato working inside. Curveball off the corner. 1-0, 1-0. Wiss, the shortstop for Minster, backing up every throw from the catcher back to the mound. Holding is Magato. Swing and a miss, but Borchers outside, two-seamer. Borchers waved, missed it. A ball, a strike, 1-1. 1-1, 1-1 on Zeb. Runners at first and second for Rushi. Magato's pitch way off the plate outside. Borchers goes fishing. Strike two. 1-2. Magato with some late break on that two-seamer. That's a pitch, Brian. If you're going to hit, it's got to be slapped to right field. In the stretch, the pitcher Magato to Borchers. Strike three. A cut by Zeb. He could not get a piece of it. He's down on strikes. Magato coming back after two singles.
Yes.
To get a couple of whiffs. And now here's Benjamin York. York steps in. Rushi with a chance with two aboard and two down. Two hits to start the frame, then Magato rebounds. The pitch to York. Curveball swung over the top by York. Strike one.
He was measured at 86 on that one. He was able to just get a strikeout on 85 there.
No balls, a strike, nothing in one on York. Runners at first and second for Rushi. Raiders down two, bottom of the sixth. Magotota York fouled off the headgear of the umpire. And the count's 0-2. Magoto trying to strike out the side and get out of this inning unscathed after two hits by Rushi to start the frame.
He really seems to have regained his control well. Just two walks today. He sits at nine strikeouts after that last one.
Here's the 0-2 pitch to York from Magoto. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Strike three. York cut over the top. Good bite, fine snap on that curve ball offering from Magoto. Oh, what a response. Louis Magoto, the ace of Minster. He strikes out the side after Rushi puts two runners on to start the sixth inning. We have played six full here at Canal Park. Division 7 regional, or I should say state semifinal. Rushi trailing Minster by a count of 3-1. Seventh inning is upcoming. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com, OReillyMTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com. 3-1 Minster, we go to the seventh on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
And Caleb Kaus steps in, cracks a line drive single to right field to start the Minster seventh here at Canal Park. 3-1 Wildcats. Raiders with a conference upcoming here on the mound as Kaus is on at first. Connor Schmiesing steps in, and all Rushi infielders greet head coach Kevin Flippo on top of the hill. We'll return with more. Seventh inning will continue. Action now in the Wildcats bullpen. 3-1 lead Minster over Rushi. Minster with a person aboard. No one out. Top of the seventh on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
And so many thanks to Osgood Bank, new location now in Rushi, along with Fort Loramie, Chickasaw, Osgood, and Indian Lake. Here is a bunt tapped up the third baseline by the new hitter, Connor Schmiesing. It rolls about 10 feet, 15 feet, and goes foul. Runner at first for Minster, no one out, top of the seventh. Minster 3, Rushi 1. Thanks so much to Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood. Hazy skies here at Canal Park in Akron. A little bit humid. Fine day compared to the weather we've had the last 2.5 months. Schmiesing brings the bat back, takes a ball, wanted to bunt, didn't offer. 2-1. Plate umpire looks down to the first base ump as that was appealed by Unverfirth, the Rushi catcher. Nothing doing. Schmiesing with the bat out in front of the plate, wants to bunt again, fouls it behind home, and the count goes to 1-2. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Minster. 1 run, 5 hits, 3 errors for Rushi. Cooper Unverfirth, a couple of base knocks for Rushi today. Vince Borcher's a hit. Zeb Schulze has a hit. Braylon Cordonier, I guess technically, would get an infield single on that high pop that was not caught. No error was attributed. Low and outside to Schmiesing, and it's 2-2. Schulze still way up at third. Schulze in the cut, now on the grass. Schmiesing bunts it, first base side, foul, and that's strike three. One down for Minster here in the top of the seventh as the Wildcats are valuing one more run highly at the moment, trying to advance the runner down to second base, and Caleb Kaus. Schmiesing strikes out on the fouled off bunt attempt with two strikes on him. Cordonier with a couple of strikeouts in the first, added one in the sixth, one here in the seventh, and the initial pitch to the Minster leadoff hitter, Dylan Heitkamp, is a strike on the outside corner, nothing and one. Stretching is Braylon, looks at first. Again, Schulze way up at third, off the corner, wide, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Yep, Rushi will have 8-9-1 up in the seventh. Activity in the Minster bullpen, not sure if that's Andrew Wiss throwing. There's a ball grounded to short, double play, depth possibility. Here's a lateral to the second baseman covering Hoing, shoots a throw to first, safe by an eyelash. Could have been a tie down there at first. Infield was at double play depth for Rushi. The ball was chopped on two big hops to Zeb Borchers, not far from the second base bag. He made the shovel to Quinn Hoing, who pivoted and zipped to throw to first. Safe is the call. It was the right call by the first base umpire. Runner at first with two down now for Minster here in the top of the seventh. 3-1 lead Wildcats. Heitkamp safe at first on the fielder's choice. That goes from 6-4. Reese Baer with a good game. Two singles, his first two times up, and a fly out to center to Vince Borchers. Cordonier with the high hold, looks at first. Runner going, but time was called. One strike count on Baer, runner at first with good speed, Dylan Heitkamp. As Minster was gambling, he was off and running right there. Minster playing for that additional run. Rushi will need base runners in advance of Braylon Cordonier in the seventh. Braylon stretches, gets the sign from Unverfirth, misses off the inside corner, and it's a ball, a strike, 1-1. Well, Rushi Bryant has had, I didn't mean to call you Rushi Bryant. Bryant Rushi has had a total of 4 hits here in the last 3 innings after getting just 1 in the first 3. Of course, one of those 4 hits in the last 3 innings, the infield pop-up by Cordonier. But Magato, as he's done all year, rallied, came back strong in that sixth and struck out the side. Greasup, Zeb Borchers, and York. Here's the 1-1 pitch outside. 2-1. 2-1 on Reese Baer of Minster. winner of this game gets Newark Catholic in the D7 state championship at 10 on Saturday morning. We will cover it for you. Airtime 9:25 on scoresbroadcast.com. Just a little up on the 2-1 pitch, 3-1 on Reese Bear.
Again, Rushi has its 8-9 hitters coming up to start the bottom of the seventh. Lloyd and Hoy, no hits from either of them today. Each have struck out once.
High, ball four upstairs. Cordonier well over the 100 pitch mark. Missed the strike zone to plenty. 3-1 pitch, not close. Bear is aboard. Two on for Minster. Here's Lewis Magoteau without a hit here today. Magoteau 374 on the season. And a conference on the mound.
Now, Cordonier is getting to the point where he may hit his pinch count.
Looking out in the bullpen or down either line, see if anybody is throwing some long toss for Rushi. I don't believe so. Yes, there is activity. I see through the fencing in deep right center. Activity in the Raiders' bullpen. Here's the windup, the pitch of the plate. Strike at the knees on the outside corner to Lewis Magoteau. Cordonier has thwarted him at the plate. A ground out to short, a fly ball to center, and a strikeout of Magoteau in the first. Two on for Minster, two down in the seventh. Wildcats lead the Raiders 3-1. There's a ball ticketed to the left side of the diamond and rolling through the hole into left field for a base hit. Magoteau scores a run. Unreferth trips at the plate. Good backup by Cordonier. And now the Raiders have the Minster man in a rundown. He's in a pickle between second and third. And Rushi throws it away. And the ball skipped into the Raiders' dugout. Everybody moves up an additional base. And Minster has tacked on two more here in the seventh to lead it 5-1. It has been a sloppy day for Rushi defensively.
Well, it was a sloppy start and a sloppy finish. Minster, three runs in the first, did not score until now. In the seventh, two more.
The ball hit by Magoteau was a seeing eye ground ball single to left. It was hit above the label, hit pretty squarely, but smack dab in the hole between third and short, and the throw came home. Unreferth stumbled receiving the ball. One run scored easily at the plate. Cordonier with a very wise backup of the throw at the plate flipped it down to third, and the Minster runner was in a pickle. He was a dead duck at third base. Rushi threw it into the ground. One, two, three, four. Four very poor throws by Rushi, four errors, and they've cost the Raiders dearly.
And that is the second time they've had a runner in a rundown, and the ball has gotten away from them in that circumstance.
Yeah, you're right. First inning, same kind of thing. Runner out at third, run down, and Rushi just did not execute and seal the deal. Is that Maddox Gubo who's on? I'm not sure who's pitching. Left-hander for the Raiders is in. Five runs now for Minster. Two more have been scored here in the seventh. 5-1 Raiders. We'll be back in a moment on Scores, or I should say 5-1 Wildcats over the Raiders here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Fine junior left-hander Maddox Gubo on the mound now for Rushi. He has sparkled down the stretch of this season, pitched exceedingly well in the regional championship game, the win over Cedarville. 1-1 count here on Niemeyer. First pitch a curve strike, second pitch a fastball away, third pitch a fastball is flied to right fairly deep. Benjamin York back two steps, three steps, and he hauls it in for the out. Inning over. Minster does damage. A couple of more runs, both unearned for Minster. Four of the five have been unearned in this game. Five runs, seven hits Minster. A run, five hits, four errors for Rushi. Bottom of the seventh upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
It is the bottom of the seventh inning. Rushi hits down by four. 5-1 Minster. Magoto seeking a complete game finish. He needs three outs to get it done. Raiders at the bottom of the lineup. It is Parker Lloyd, Quinn Hoing to start the bottom of the seventh, and Magoto is in front on the count. A ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Lloyd. Feet spread apart as Magoto misses just low and away. Ball two, strike two. 2-2 on Lloyd. Outfield shades him a little left in center field. Ball three upstairs. Magoto missed badly. 3-2. Raiders need a base runner to start the bottom of the seventh. That is for sure. Magoto with a great rebound in the last inning. Up and in. Fastball did not reach the strike zone. It was above it. Ball four. Lloyd looked it over. Said, I'm not going to cut it that one. He's on. Big inning for Rushi was the bottom of the sixth. Three strikeouts by the Raiders after two hard-hit singles to start the inning. Here is Quinn Owing stepping in. He pulls a tapper foul outside of first. 5-1 lead Minster, bottom of the seventh. Rushi batting. Wildcats added two in the top of the frame. Hoing flares a foul to the left, and he's down. Two strikes. Nothing and two on Quinn. Parker Lloyd over at first for Rushi. Braylon Cordonier on deck. Then the meat of the Rushi lineup. And let's see what's been called a balk as the third base umpire, first base umpire confer. Now here comes the home plate umpire. Maggett, who had the ball in his glove, had towed the rubber, or had he, dropped the ball. Apparently the umpires say he was not yet on the pitching rubber, so there is no balk. I think that's the right decision. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Hoing. Magato's breaking pitch is swung on, and coming up empty is Quinn. He's out on strikes. Here's Braylon Cordonier with the fly ball infield single in the fifth. That came after a couple of walks. It scored a run, the lone marker in the game for Rushi. 5-1 lead Minster. Pitch to Cordonier, outside curveball, as Makoto tried to backdoor Braylon, missed the edge of the plate. Makoto's been successful with the backdoor breaking pitch. Cordonier swings. Oh, he clubs one to deep right center field. No one's going to catch up to that one. It lands about 8 feet from the wall, deep in the warning track. It's going to be a run-scoring triple for Cordonier. Here comes Parker Lloyd, dashing around third. He's in. 5-2, Cordonier at third. Unfortunately, Rushi didn't have more than one aboard. Cordonier gave that one a ride. Boy, that was in that little nook or cranny way out there in deep right center where the walls come to a point, one of the deepest parts of the park. To center left center, it's 400. To center right center, it's about 395. That ball hit in the middle of the warning track, Bryant, probably a good 385.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
From home plate, 385 distance. Bouncing ball to second off the bat of Vince Borchers. It's played by Reese Baer. Cordonier comes home, out recorded at first. Two down here in the bottom of the seventh. It's now 5-3. And wow, the throwing error, the mistakes by Rushi in the top of the seventh, leading to the two add-on runs by Minster, winding up to be the difference in this game at this point. 5-3. Here is Schultze. Two down, Raiders. Rushi's last out. Swing and a miss. A good fastball up in the zone. Magato trying to bear down. That one's high. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Rushi just too little, too late. The errors cost Rushi dearly. Four big throwing mistakes. Bunt is fouled away. So the count on the batter, Schultze, after the Vince Borchers ground out, is 1-2 on Zeb. He struck out twice and singled in this game. Boy, that shot by Braylon Cordonier was out of a cannon. That was a major league triple, a gapper to right center. Pitch to Schultze, way upstairs, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Zeb. No one on now for Rushi, bottom of the seventh inning. Magato working quickly, fouled off the catcher's headgear. Still 2-2. Heitkamp shakes his head. Squats down behind home plate, fine receiver. Two great catchers in this game tonight. Unverfirth and Heitkamp. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball, but Magato is down in the zone. And the hitter for Rushi cuts over the top. Can't connect, and the ball game is over. Minster Wildcats defeat the Rushi Raiders 5-3 to advance to the state championship. As head coach Mike Wiss for Minster shoots for state title number 4 in his coaching career, which spans 31 years. State titles in 2011, 12, and 17. in that year 2017. Minster beat Grushy 2-1 in the state championship. Minster, by virtue of the victory here today over the Raiders, advances on to the state final against Newark Catholic on Saturday at 10. Lewis Magato economized his pitches, had one rough inning, and that was in the sixth when Rushi had a chance to knock the doors down. Got two hits to start the frame, but Magato, with a great statement, he responded and got three strikeouts in succession. He got two more Ks in the seventh. Rushi gave up a couple of unearned runs at the top of the seventh, and those were the difference in this game. Rushi came back with two. Raiders fall short. Nonetheless, fine season for Rushi. After a start that was marred by weather, injuries to the pitching staff, Rushi wound up 19-12 on the campaign here in 2025. Minster now 25-6, moves on to play in the state final against Newark Catholic on Saturday, and we're right here to bring it all to you on Scores Broadcast. We'll return with more from Canal Park. Minster victorious over Rushi, 5-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name, A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, once again, welcome back here to Canal Park in Akron. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing. Minster victorious over Rushi, final tally 5-3, as the Wildcats win game 25 of the year. 25-6 by way of record for Minster. Rushi concludes the campaign 19-12. Raiders with a number of outstanding seniors on this roster. We will run them down for you here very shortly. The game was decided, Bryant Billing, on defense. Rushi just did not make the plays. In fact, the four errors were the result of Rushi's failure to get outs.
Correct.
There were plays to be made, outs to be had. An accurate throw four times, and the Minster player is out. A couple of pickles. There was a real wild throw down at first. And if you make those plays, you're right in this game. In fact, the blunder in the seventh, which attributed to two more Minster runs, those runs in the end were the difference because Rushi got two in the bottom of the seventh, and the final score wound up 5-3. You look at the scoreboard, and what jumps out at you? Four errors for Rushi in that E column. Three runs, six hits, four errors, Rushi. Five runs, seven hits, zero errors, Minster, which played a clean game and won it 5-3.
Yeah, and they're late in that last inning. It would have been enough as Rushi only got to three runs, but having that run down go into the dugout, which pushed across another run, really just was the nail in the coffin there. And again, to have that happen twice on run downs there between second and third and the ball to get away from them is just hard for the Raiders. A magnificent run the last 4 years for this senior group. They won it in 22, were runner-up in Division 4 in 23, and then lost in semifinals at D4 last year, and then first year seven divisions, losing the semifinal this year. Still amazing to get that many consecutive regional titles and get to state. And then, of course, that adds in everything else they've done in other sports. Cordonnier has been a part of state runs in three different sports, golf and boys basketball, and, of course, the Raiders broke through and won the D7 state title this past March. So great. Great run from there, but again, we talk about it all the time here. The little things add up in baseball, and the error differential was the factor of the game. And we talked about in the pregame, looking through the Tiffin Calvert Newark Catholic box, that sticks out at you there. It was a huge error differential in that one.
I said Minster played a clean game. Well, they didn't catch a pop-up. The Wildcats should have completed that play, a towering pop there in the sixth off the bat of Braylon Cordonnier that wasn't caught, wasn't even touched, technically on the scoreboard. It didn't go down as an error. That was the only gaffe by Minster in this game. Rushi had several, four errors, Raiders. Magato was hit a little harder late in the game. He scattered six hits, gave up the long, long triple to Braylon Cordonnier, which in some major league parks it might have been close to going out. It's so deep here in right center at Canal Park. It's 380-something. It's 370-something at GABP. It would have been close to going out at GABP. Might have been up against the fence.
Yep.
But he clobbered a long triple, did Braylon, there in the sixth inning for, or I should say in the seventh inning, for the Rushi Raiders, which helped lead to a two-run frame in the bottom of the seventh for Rushi, which fell a couple short at 5-3. 19 more wins this year, 104 from 2021 through last year. Tack on these 19. That's, 123 wins by Rushi baseball in 5 years. That's almost 25 per season. Fantastic run on the ball diamond by the Rushi Raiders, and in other sports, including boys hoops, as you noted, Bryant, just a few minutes ago. The seniors, man, will they ever be missed, as were the seniors who graduated 1 year ago. Vince Borchers, a senior, Caleb Underfirth, a 12th grader, Zeb Borchers, a senior, Benjamin York graduates. Looking down the line, Braylon Cordonnier, of course, a senior, Zeb Schultze, a 12th grader, Landon Plyman, completes the boys' varsity roster. Those are the seniors in Rushi baseball. They have given us thrills for several seasons. What a delight it has been to be around them and call their games here on scoresbroadcast.com. marvelous athletes. They can hold their heads high, outstanding careers, and a tremendous stretch of baseball played here by Rushi over five seasons, as I mentioned. 123 victories, almost 25 a season. But the boo-boos, the miscues in the first inning gave Minster a leg up on this game. Two unearned runs, three total in the first for Minster, just two hits. Minster wound up with seven hits. Braylon Cordonier's command was not as good as it's been the last month. Keep in mind, though, this is a group of offensive hitters for Minster who are seasoned.
Oh, yes.
Several of these young men have played multiple years in the starting lineup. A team batting average of just under 320. Young men who can really stroke the ball throughout the lineup. And they hit the ball pretty hard in the first few frames. Braylon Cordonier did find his range, got the feel for the variety of his pitches in the middle of the contest, and finished strong. Maddox Gubo closed things out in the seventh when Braylon hit the pitch limit. But too many plays not made by Rushi, and it led to Minster runs. Give Minster credit. Louis Magoteau was very, very good on the mound, and that's the way he's been all year long. Minster hit the ball better earlier in the game and more often, combined with the Rushi mistakes. Minster victory 5-3. The two losing teams in the state semifinals here at Canal Park today, the two losing clubs, Rushi and Tiffin Calvert, split eight errors. Eight errors for each team. I think the winning teams today here in the D7 state semifinals, the winning teams scored, I think, three earned runs total out of 11. Three earned runs total out of 11. But the winning teams, the teams that lost, just did not make the routine plays.
And they get the chance now to go on to Saturday.
Yes.
That's what happens in baseball.
Minster doesn't have a Magoteau behind him. It'll be pitching by committee, and that's the way head coach Mike Wiss has gotten it done much of this season, with left-hander Caleb Kauss, the right fielder Andrew Kettner, 6'3 right-hander, throws over the top, has good downward action. For those two young men, it's control. It's throwing strikes, not walking batters. And then you've got James Niemeyer, who has shaken off that collarbone injury all spring and has pitched some, threw well in relief in the regional championship victory over Montpelier. You can count on Niemeyer for innings as well. Newark Catholic, as we looked at the box score for Newark in the state semifinal earlier today, Newark Catholic threw two pitchers, 3 1/3 and 3 2/3. Who knows what Newark Catholic's got behind those two young men. And we could see quite a few runs scored in that D7 state final on Saturday morning. A lot of fun. Really enjoyed it here, Bryant. What a sight. I love Canal Park.
Yeah, it's a very nice stadium, a very nice facility. I've really enjoyed coming up here since 2019. I missed Fort Laramie in 21, and then, of course, 2020 was canceled due to the pandemic, but I've been up here, what does this make now, 5 of the last 7 years? And I know that's 6 out of the last 7 because you were here for Laramie in 21.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a really nice facility here, beautiful facility.
A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, began to establish its very unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. And today, nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 more businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Well, Bryant, you've got the difficult task of coming up with stars of this game. clear-cut one is Lewis Magoteau.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Reese Bear had a couple of hits. He take it away. It's all yours.
Well, you have to give it to Lewis Magoteau after that masterful performance tonight. He pitched a complete game, scattered 6 hits, struck out 12 batters, and walked 3. It was a tough call to name a Clancy's player of the game for Rushi, but I'm still going to give it to Cordonnier. Braylon Cordonnier, obviously not his best outing on the mound, but still a very solid game. He pitched 6 2/3 innings, gave up 2 earned runs on 7 hits, struck out 4, walked 2. A big reason why he gets it too was being able to come up in the 7th and hit a very key triple that kept the hope alive for Rushi. He finished 2-for-4 at the plate. Batted in at 2 runs today. And then I'm also going to give an honorable mention to Cooper Umberforth. I thought he was very solid behind the plate for Rushi today, and he was 2-for-3 when he was at the plate himself. So Cooper Umberforth, Braylon Cordonnier from Rushi, your Clancy's player of the game, players of the game, and Lewis Magoteau, the player of the game for Minster. He was also 1-for-4 at the plate. I want to give him credit and a shout out for the hit that he had, which also knocked in a run as well.
This segment of our presentation here today being brought to you by Clancy's, which sponsors our Stars of the Game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Once again, we are online on the air on scoresbroadcast.com on Saturday morning. Weather permitting, 9:25, first pitch at 10. Minster against Newark Catholic, which beat Tiffin Calvert coming from behind. Final tally, game one today, 6-4. Tiffin was on the board first with 2. Tiffin Calvert wound up committing 4 errors, leading to 4 unearned runs for Newark Catholic, which won that game 6-4. Newark Catholic and Minster hook up on Saturday morning here on Scores Broadcast. State Championship in Division 7. Chance of rain late Friday into Saturday morning. Let's hope it is not significant and we are able to play and start on time on Saturday, as head coach Mike Wiss of Minster aims for state championship number 4. He earned titles in 2011, 12, 17, and he's one game, one more victory away from one here in 2025. Minster with an offense of seasoned hitters, a lot of game-starting experience throughout their careers for Minster bats, and they showed it early on, got the quick lead on Rushi with the help of the Raiders' sloppy defense. And it was catch-up time for Rushi the rest of the way. Raiders cut it to 3-1 after falling behind 3-0, then gave up 2 more unearned markers in the top of the 7th. Offset those with 2 in the bottom of the 7th, but the damage had been done. A 5-3 win for Minster. Again, those Rushi seniors, I'll find my roster. It's Borchers. Vince, outstanding athlete, loved watching him play basketball and baseball. Vince Borchers, a senior. Caleb Unverfirth, a senior. Zeb Borchers, a senior. Zeb, what a strong young man. Really enjoyed being around Zeb. Benjamin York, a 12th grader. Bryant, you may not be aware of this, but Benjamin 20 years ago, well, no, he's not 20 yet, but what, 13, 14 years ago, he was a little tiny videographer up in the crow's nest at Rushi when we were on the air on scoresbroadcast.com. And what a super athlete Benjamin York turned out to be. Benjamin's a senior. I mentioned Mike Agresip, Zeb Borchers, Caleb Unverfirth, Vince Borchers, of course, Braylon Cordonier, Zeb Schultze, Landon Plyman, also a 12th grader. These young men, like those who graduated last year, gave us thrills and excitement, highly skilled student-athletes, and we thank them very much. From here at scoresbroadcast.com, a lot of gratitude to our Minster area sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Fox Supply, which was on the air with us here in the spring. Thanks as well to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Another sponsor, SecureCom. Another Minster sponsor, Burke Petroleum. Thanks so much to Burke. Wygant Real Estate and Development, SecureCom, Burke Petroleum, Fox Supply. Seems like there's one other one I might be missing. And in Fort Loramie, bonus coverage today for Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, for M&A Muffler and Tire, and for Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Those sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game on Scores Broadcast. And in Rushi, Superior Aluminum and Francis Schultze have been with us forever, about 17 years now here on Scores Broadcast. We've got the state championship in D7 for you on Saturday morning. Minster is now 26-4. My mistake. Minster was 24-6 coming in. They're now 25-6, getting my numbers crossed. And with the victory today, Newark Catholic is now 22-9 or 21-9. Green Wave have played a tough schedule, going out of their league and met some D4s and 5s. Newark Catholic and Minster, which have a grand total of 45 wins or better combined, go at it in the D7 state championship on Saturday morning. You saw a little bit of Tiffin Calvert, Newark Catholic, Bryant, tail end of that game. Obviously, Tiffin faltered at the end. Great stick-to-itiveness by Newark Catholic,
yes,
which rallied to get the job done. Had to use two pitchers who split the game to get it done. And, of course, Magato, the ace of Minster, is gone. He won't pitch on Saturday. So it'll be backups trying to come to the fore and throw good outings for both Newark Catholic and Minster on Saturday. That will be interesting.
Yes.
Whichever team does get a little better pitching from the non-aces of those two staffs will probably come out on top.
Well, what really struck me, and I don't know which of these two pitchers was on the mound late when I saw them, but they looked really solid, threw the ball hard, and it did stick out at me looking at the box score that the two Newark Catholic pitchers combined for 15 strikeouts in that game. Okay. And I got to see the squad hit well in the bottom of the sixth. They were able to get a run back after Calvert scored a run in the top half of that inning. They, like Minster, finished with 7 hits today. They also drew 8 walks in that game. Both teams left 10 batters on base, so there were a lot of guys on base in that game. The two Newark Catholic pitchers did combine to walk 8 themselves. So, team that looked like it hit well and pitched well. Of course, we don't know this version of Newark Catholic, but I've seen them several times over the years in regionals. I know you've seen them even more than I have. It's a solid club year in and year out.
Usually does not beat itself, Newark
yes.
Catholic. They usually play pretty good defense. That could very well be a telltale sign on Saturday. There will be base hits. The pitching will be good, perhaps not nearly as good as it was today. There will be runs scored. Whoever makes the plays, whoever makes the routine plays, that could spell the difference in the game like it did here for Rushi Minster.
Yes. You have to make those in baseball to be able to win. And yep. We say that a lot, and we see it be the deciding factor game after game.
Bryant enjoyed it. So much fun.
Yes, so yes, it fun. Was. Very fun, and Saturday should be more fun.
Yes, we are on the air, 9:25 Saturday morning, weather permitting, from here at Canal Park for Minster's bid to bring a state championship in D7 back to Western Ohio. Minster against Newark Catholic. We'll do some research, go back through the lore, and find out when those clubs have met in tournament play. I know Minster, one of the state championship seasons, at least one, beat Newark Catholic, I think, in a semifinal in 2003. I'm going way, way back. Newark Catholic beat Minster in the Final Four.
Okay.
But there have been some other meetings, I do believe. So it's not that they've met often, but kind of a who's who in small school baseball.
Yes.
Here in the state of Ohio, Newark Catholic Minster on Saturday morning. Congrats to the Rushi Raiders. Great run here at the end of the campaign. Raiders were playing very good baseball down the home stretch. Simply could not convert to a couple of pretty routine outs in the first inning. Errors crept into the game for Rushi, and Raiders simply spotted the Wildcats 3 to open the game.
And had to try to dig out of that hole the rest of the game.
Yep.
And they finally got their bats going late, but not enough. And then errors come back in the seventh, and that's that.
Thanks to our online listeners. Glad you could join us for all the action from here at Canal Park in Akron. Appreciate Bryant Billing being alongside. Jack Kramer saying a good evening to you from here in Akron. Final score, Minster takes this state semifinal by a count of 5-3 over the Rushi Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. 4 locations. 1 solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on scores.com.